Moving to item R, Chincoteague Historic Bridge Fishing Pier, Robert Ritter. Mr. Ritter?
Oh, hi, Aries.
Didn't see you for the podium.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I just want to thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to present this exciting project that the town of Chincoteague has. Let's see. Wow. Okay, as you can see, this is a picture of our new bridge. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to be to Chincoteague since we've put our new bridge in, but this is our new bridge right here. And actually, the old bridge used to come right across here, and it came across the Marsh Island right over to this existing area where the fishing pier that we would like to participate with and put together. What we have here is it's an old bridge fender, and there's fishing boats that's right here, and the bridge fender actually protected the bridge from any boats that broke loose during a storm or so forth, so it wouldn't harm the bridge. The existing concrete bridge fender remains after the demolition replacement of the Route 175 bridge. It extends approximately 160 feet into the Chincoteague Channel. It's a prime fishing area for children and all folks. The fishing pier plan is part of the downtown waterfront master plan, which is we have the Robert Reed Downtown Park, which is just adjacent to it. And we also have the town dock that's just to the south. And we have Chincoteague Fisheries just right to the north of it. Got a joint permit application about a year and a half ago. American Bridge was so slow with getting the project completed, we couldn't start any type of construction until the American Bridge completed the project for VDOT. So now VDOT is going to give the bridge fender and Bridge Street to the town of Chincoteague. We've applied for it. We got everything already signed. I just need to get the deed back from VDOT, which should be any time. The preliminary design and project cost estimate of $232,111. This, again, is another overview of the actual bridge fender that we want to create as a fishing pier. These are actually pilings from the bridge. They were actually left because this is our power plant, and the electric lines go right under there, and if they remove those pilings, it could jeopardize electricity on the island, and we could have lost it for 6 months, according to NEC. So they left those next to the bridge fender. Actually, they're an excellent opportunity to fish around. The fish like to hide around the pylon and so forth, and people will have an opportunity to fish around those too. Also, you'll see there's two dolphins with day markers on right here. You'll see in red. Over here at the top right, you actually see a side view of the proposed fishing pier that we would like to have. Again, it's 160 feet from the top where the bridge ended, or all the way to the end. The bottom right-hand corner, you actually see a top view of the bridge fender as proposed for a fishing pier. I got the actual design. We have $129,083 for a request to match $232,111. This is just installed. We basically have the framework, the foundation, and everything for this project, and it's an excellent opportunity to just. We have to put the wood over it, the lights, the railings, and so forth. And we have to actually build up, if we go back, let's see. So this picture here, you'll see that from outside of these piers here all the way over, it's going to be about 9 feet. So we have to build this side up of the structure foundation. And this here is going to be the actual elevation of it. So it'll go all the way across here to this location here. So it'll be about an 8-9 foot wide pier structure. this foundation is solid, strong, and it's an excellent opportunity for the town to have a fishing pier. We have currently 5 boat ramps and Memorial Park. We have a fishing pier also there. We also have a blanket fishing license for the pier on Memorial Park. It's over on the Assateague Channel side. This is on the Chincoteague Channel side. So we have a blanket fishing license, so anybody can fish there free, and we anticipate to also purchase a blanket fishing license for this fishing pier, so all folks could fish it for free, other than they would have to call in for their FIN number, the federal identification number. But other than that, they will be able to fish here for free. As you see, our permit is going to end October 2012. I'm going to have to probably apply for an extension. That's because the bridge project didn't complete in time with American Bridge, but that wasn't our fault. It was beyond our control. Is there any questions?
Mr. Rhodes.
Yes, sir. On your explanation.
Yes, sir.
You say it'll provide security. Is this pier going to be open 24/7, or are you going to have, or is it going to shut down, we'll say at midnight, and then reopen at 5 in the morning, something like that?
The way we have it at Robert Reed Park, they're allowed to fish till 12 at night. I mean, Memorial Park, excuse me. Memorial Park, they're allowed to fish till 12 at night, and they can come back at sunup. So we'll probably have similar restrictions here.
And you have a sheriff deputy or something that keeps an eye?
We have 11 officers.
Okay.
A chief.
I just had a question looking at what the Army Corps of Engineers sent, and there was one line, and I was wondering, says the applicant shall discourage fishing off the end of the pier, suggested methods of signage and fencing. I was wondering what that was about.
The reason why they said that is they didn't want us to cast out where a boat motor could go into it.
So they'll just be only on the sides, not the end?
Let me see. See, here's the channel. I guess they're afraid that folks are going to be riding through here with their boats, and if somebody casts over out here real far, that it could potentially get caught up in the boat motor, is what the explanation
is. And do you need to get a permit from VMRC or Wetlands Board?
We have already received our permit, the joint permit application. We submitted that actually a year and a half ago, and we received that to go ahead and build this, and that was part of the permit. That was more of a restriction.
Okay.
Further questions for Mr. Rutter?
Again, this is an excellent opportunity for all folks to fish. This is what we really want this money to be used for, is folks to go out and fish for free and catch fish.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.